Random House Audio presents Scorecasting, the hidden influences behind how sports are played and games are won, by Tobias J. Moskowitz and L. John Wertheim. Read for you by Zach McLarty. Introduction. It was the summer of 1984 in Ortonville, Michigan, a lakeside blip on the map somewhere between Detroit and Flint. The second session of Camp Young Judea, province to a few hundred kids from the American heartland, was underway, and Bunk 7 fielded a formidable softball team. There was one problem. In keeping with the camp's theme of community and democracy and egalitarianism and the like, the rules dictated that every member of the bunk was required to bat and play the field. Although eight members of Bunk 7 ranged from capable to exceptional softball players, the ninth was, in a word, tragic. One poor kid from Iowa, whose gangly body resembled a map of Chile, we'll call him Ari, thus sparing anyone potential embarrassment, was a thoroughly pleasant bunkmate, armed with a vast repertoire of dirty jokes and a cache of contraband candy. Unfortunately, Ari was sensationally non-athletic. Forget catching a ball. Asking him to drink his bug juice from a straw would mean confronting the outer limits of his physical coordination. Robert Redford was starring in The Natural that summer, and here, on another baseball diamond, was the unnatural. Not surprisingly, when Bunk 7 took the field, Ari was dispatched to the hinterlands of right field, on the fringes of the volleyball court, the position where, the conventional thinking went, he was least likely to interface with a batted ball. The games took on a familiar rhythm.